Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, recently we sang the song which is very famous in Vaishnava devotees, Vaishnavas all over the world. We are calling for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kalamari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how many of you have heard the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the first time? Is there anybody who is visiting this temple for the first time today? Anybody else? Okay. Can you please sit down? Yeah.
Okay.
So you are very fortunate to have this wonderful blessings of Sri Krishna Ji and Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. They are here just to distribute the mercy. Whoever is coming here, their lordships, they are waiting for all of you. Whenever you come next time, you know, they are waiting for you. That when my devotees will come and I will share, I will distribute my mercy to them. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, I have so many mangoes, so many fruits, but I have only two hands. How do I distribute to everyone? So these wonderful devotees here, organizers, they are distributing the fruits of the love of Godhead to every single one who is visiting this temple. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. There is no difference between Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared, let's say 500 years ago on the land of West Bengal in India, in the land, you know, near Calcutta, there is Mayapur Dham. And sometimes people, they have tendency, oh, if somebody called this, you know, you call your, God, somebody has his own God, somebody has his own God. So you have made your own God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes people have this tendency, like, you know, I came to know that many of you are having the background of Gujarat, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm also coming from Gujarat. So, many of you have, you know, heard many, you know, famous saints like Narsi Mehta, Virabhai, and Tukaram, and you know, many wonderful Vaishnavas. So people sometimes, they consider Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be similar to them, a saint. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is himself, you know, a god. He himself is a god. Because there are so many, you know, references and evidences in scriptures, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam in 11th canto, Krishna Manasa Chakrishna, Pango Pangasa Parasita, Eke Sankritamani, Yayam Sihi Sumedasa. So, and there is in Mahabharata, Swarna Varna Hivanga Varanga Shindanadavi, Sanyasa Kritchima Shanta, Nishtha Shanti Parayana. So these are some of the famous slokas which are explaining that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he himself is God. So we don't believe any man-made God or so-called God. We accept anybody as God provided he is authorized by the scriptures. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his main reason for the appearance is to deliver everyone all the fallen conditioned souls. People in this world are suffering badly in the search of love or peace. You might have seen, you know, like I was when I came here like 3 weeks ago, So I was talking to, you know, these devotees. And this is New York City. People are running morning to night, you know, whole day. I just very easy, fast life. But they are doing all this, they are running, you know, very fast, but for what? Well, we need to have our maintenance, we need money, we need this, we need that. So many things we require. But actually, we are all looking for something different than what it is, what it appears. We are looking for love and peace, every one of us. And we do not have a proper idea or the information where we can get the love what we are looking for, or the peace we are looking for. So, it's very easy to understand. Like, some people, most of you are working, earning money. But if somebody says that you don't have to earn, we'll provide whatever you need. We'll give you millions of dollars regularly. You don't have, you know, government give a service that we give millions of dollars and you can, you know, whatever you require, we'll provide. Is there anybody who would like to work, you know, morning to evening? Is there anybody who will do that? If you are getting money, millions of dollars, without doing anything, somebody transfer it in your account, you know, will you take the strain to go here and there and, you know, run here and there? Will you do that?
No.
Means you know nobody likes it. It's as simple as that. Nobody likes it. But they have to. We have to run here and there. Because we have the conception that by material advancements or prosperity can bring love and peace in our life. Somewhere we believe or somewhere we don't believe. But actually the reality is this, that we are always looking for love and peace. Yeah. And this love is unsatisfied or unfulfilled wherever we try that. Let's say some, you know, for example, I give an example. If somebody is in ICU, has, you know, some patient is there and he has breathing problem, can't breathe properly, and there is an oxygen mask, you know, for him. Let's say I'm giving an example. And some of his friend comes and he takes off the mask from his face, you know, and he starts suffering. He's heavy breathing. And now his friend, oh, you are my best friend. I have come to speak to you. Yes. Let me have some words with you. Yes, I explained that. No. And then, you know, I have brought a special favor for you. I got, you know, Swiss bank account. You know, whole Swiss bank is for you. Okay, you don't want it? No problem. I can give you the post. You know, you can be a minister, prime minister, as, you know, chief minister, or president, and some president of, you know, United States. What he wants? You know. Okay, you don't want all that? Okay, no problem. Forget it. So maybe, you know, you would like to have some samosa, some kachoris, or something, some rasgulla, whatever you like, some pizza. I don't know what you eat in this, you know, so, no, he has no capacity to say anything, you know. Okay, well then tell me what you need, some, you know, a ticket for the final match, or maybe you need to have some, you know, I can arrange something for you, you might need some better sense, enjoyment, I can arrange in this world if you want to marry, you know. Yeah. Like that. So what he wants? I don't want all this. You know, if you are kind enough to me, please get my oxygen mask back, you know. So the person who is badly suffering for oxygen, whatsoever, whatever you offer him, you know, give him anything you give him. Is that any value for him? You know, somebody, let's say, you know, some Prabhu here, if somebody asks you, says that, okay, we give you a multi-story apartment for you. You have all the facilities here. You have your own swimming pool, you have all your tennis court, you have, you know, all the luxurious cars and everything. We give you all the facilities and opulent. One thing you can't eat. You cannot eat. Everything we provide, but you cannot eat. How many will you accept that offer? Will you accept? I mean, or maybe let's say everything is there, and if somebody says, you know, I say, Prabhu, I'm going to Prabhu comes, say, no, sorry, Prabhu, it's not possible. You have to allow them to eat prasad. Okay, they will eat prasad, but nobody will talk to you. Will you accept that? Nobody will talk. You stay, you can get all the facilities, everything is there, but no one will talk to you. Will you like it? No. I mean, you would better prefer that, let me stay near some, you know, under some, you know, in some forest, but my family or my friends should be around us. Right? Because we are seeking for love. And we are looking for peace. You know? We want somebody to whom we can exchange our feelings. And when we don't get the proper object of reciprocation, we are frustrated. And in frustration, we are trying different things, like that friend was offering. You might require, you may have a Swiss bank account, you may have these, you may have that, you may have that. This is what we are actually trying. We are trying to be peaceful, and we are trying to get the love from unlimited sources. And still our research is on and on. Still our research is on. Our research will, you know, take shelter, or, you know, will be fulfilled when we take to Krishna consciousness. Because he is the real source of all pleasure and love. He can give you peace. And Nityananda Prabhu, you know, he's standing here. The Nityananda Prabhu is, you know, is calling loudly everyone. He's saying, just chant the name of Gauranga.
Gauranga.
Then you can be a little louder with somebody. You can try once more, a little louder. Gauranga.
Gauranga.
Just by chanting the name of Gauranga. Nityananda Prabhu says, just by chanting the name of Gauranga, you will get immense bliss, eternal transcendental bliss, which you are looking for since time immemorial. You know, we are trying to get the love, and that love we can achieve by this. And it's so simple. He says, just give up all your hypocrisy. Give up all your hypocrisy. Just be simple and chant the name of Gauranga. So simple. And everything will follow. Krishna loves us so much. He is very soft. I mean, sometimes we don't have the proper understanding who Krishna is. That's why we need association of the Vaishnavas. We have to go every weekends. You know, we have to come to this temple, and we have to seek the association of the devotees to learn what Krishna is. You know, how Krishna is. If you want to love someone, you must know what he likes. You must know what it isn't like. You must know how he behaves, right? What is his way of dealing? So all these things we can learn by associating with those people who are dealing with Krishna every day. Yeah. You can learn, you know, from them. So Krishna, he likes so much. This is a wonderful quality Krishna has, that he never ever, you know, he is a saragrahi. Krishna, he always ignore, overlook all our shortcomings and bad qualities. He always does. I mean, you have 100 bad quality, but you have one good quality, Krishna will just accept that. And he has nothing to do with that 100, because he knows that, you know, this is universal. You know, everyone has something. But what we have, actually, one good quality, you know. And Krishna, he's so nice. He's doing so much for me. That is actually the art of, even Vaishnavas also have the same mentality. They are very open in their heart, and they always, you know, overlook or ignore all the bad qualities. So Krishna has a very deep love for all his devotees, and that is exhibited everywhere. You see in these pastimes, Arjuna, he was very, very dear to Krishna. Yesterday also, I was talking to somebody about the same thing. So I just say that, you know, in our, if you see the history, Pandavas and Kauravas, they had, very famous battle, you heard of Mahabharata. There was no chance, no possibility for Arjuna to win this battle without the help of Krishna. You know that? There was it was not possible at all to win this battle. Until unless Krishna only did the work. You see all the big, Duryodhana was at Dronacharya, Bhishma and all. They were all big fighters. And they were big in army in number, and Pandavas were small in numbers. You know. So, but Krishna was there with them, so everything was there. Because they were perfect. So once in the middle of the fight, every day there is a night break. In Vedic war, the style is that as soon as the sun sets, the war is stopped, you know, halted, and the next day it is resumed from wherever it was. That was the Vedic system of war. So, one day, Arjuna was sleeping and all of them were sleeping, taking rest in the night around, you know, middle of the night, 12 or 1 in the middle of the night. Krishna was not sleeping. And Krishna went to Arjuna. And Krishna, hey, Arjuna, wake up. What's wrong? What happened? So, do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? No, what happened? Duryodhana, he got 5 different arrows, and they are invincible. Nobody can defend them. And if you use those arrows, you know, tomorrow the last day will be, you know, of this battle. So what should I do? Krishna says, yeah, now you go. Go to Duryodhana. How do I go? What do I say? I'm Kshatriya. I don't beg. Yeah, I know, Krishna says. I know that. You're a Kshatriya. But you got a promise from Duryodhana that once you can ask any benediction in your life. Once. And you, when it happened, when Pandavas were in exile, then Duryodhana and Dushasana, they made the plan to tease Pandavas by having their camp next to them and having all the, you know, enjoyment and facilities. So that time Duryodhana misbehaved with some local people, or I think Kandarvas misbehaved, and he was arrested, and they were supposed to kill him. Arjuna was near to, and he was nearby, and he protected Duryodhana. Single-handedly killed all, I mean, he fought so strongly with Gandharvas. First Arjuna said, see, I don't want to fight. This is my brother. Oh, how, what, Arjuna, what you are doing? He's your enemy. You are saying he is your brother? Yeah, whatever it is. He is my brother, he is enemy or he's not enemy, it's not your business. He's my brother. So then Arjuna challenged everyone and nobody could answer him. And then they were released and Duryodhana said, okay, ask anything if you want, you know, you help me. So Arjuna said, no, I don't want, anyhow you are already arrested, what am I going to ask you anything? What you can give even? So better, you know, when there is some time, when I need something, that time you'll ask something. I don't want anything right now. Okay, I promise you, whenever you ask next time, you know, I will, whatever it is, I will give you. So Krishna reminded Arjuna, do you remember this? Yeah. I remember it. Okay, now go. You take the simple sadhu vesh, simple because of, generally when you go to ask something, you must be very simple. You know? So, he went to Duryodhana in the middle of the night and he took very simple, you know, clothes. And he went there and he said, Duryodhana, oh, Arjuna, what do you want? So he reminded, you know, you told me once that you can ask benefits. Oh, yeah, I know that. Ask anything you can ask. What do you want? You want my life, my hope, my anything you can ask. He said, can you just give me those 5 arrows? I'm looking for that. And actually those days, you know, they were very, you know, very strong on their words. When they give some promise, they will follow. And nowadays, you know, that's impossible. Promise has no value nowadays. Yeah. So, but Duryodhana, even though he was so, you know, demoniac or so, you know, proud or egoistic, but he still followed what he promised. And he gave all those 5 arrows. But Krishna, he loved Arjuna so much that every now and then he protected Arjuna. Every now and then. That's why he said, Sunu me paramam vacha. Ishto shime dridamati tato vakshyami tarihitam. No, Krishna says in 18th chapter. He says that, see, sarvabhuyatamam bhuya, I tell you the secret of the secret again. Bhuya. Why? No reason. Why? Because I love you so much. That's why. Ishtosime dhinamati tato vakshyami te hitam. Just because you are very, very dear to me, I repeat this. Krishna loves his devotees so much. So when we accept Krishna as our supreme master, our supreme lover, our supreme protector, then Krishna also has to reciprocate accordingly. This is the way of Krishna's dealing. You know, Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan, to the gopis. And they were so exalted devotees, they were almost dead, but still they were alive in separation of Krishna. And Uddhava asked, what makes you still alive? Why are you still alive? How come it is possible for you? Well, we would have died long back. But Krishna, when he left from Vrindavan, he told us that I will come once. I will return. Don't worry, I will return. So we are just thinking that if we all are died and if Krishna returns and he will see that we are no more, he will feel pain. So this is the way of, you know, Krishna says, see, this is the love of. So in when Krishna heard about this, such a wonderful quality, he had no other, Krishna had no other way to reciprocate with the gopis or any such devotees. He can only do one thing, he can just verify, oh, yeah, you are very nice, you are very nice. Yes. Because he has nothing to give in return. Krishna has nothing to give in return. He does not have anything to give in return. Yeah. Krishna is aham bhakta paradara. He takes shelter of his devotees. That is the way of Krishna. And Jaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, when I heard of Vasudeva Datta, Vasudeva Datta, he said, my dear Lord, please deliver whole universe, all the living entities, everyone, my friends, people whom I know, people whom I don't know, people staying in Tobago, people staying in Gujarat, people staying in Africa, everyone. Krishna says, everyone should be delivered, Vasudeva said. Not only human, all the species of the earth. All, everyone, even animals, you know, everyone should be delivered. Not only this planet, all the planets, everywhere. All their karmas I will suffer alone. You please deliver all of them. You know what? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started crying and he could not control. He said, but stop! Your humility, your magnanimous nature, quality, you know, is touching my heart. And he could, and he said, I don't know how to thank you, how to reciprocate you. It's so wonderful, because you want, next moment, I will deliver and whole universe. Just because you want. And it's Krishna. He loves so much his devotees. He took Haridas Thakur, he took Nityananda Prabhu, he took Gadadhar Pandit along with him when he took sannyas. Krishna loves so much. When he was supposed to take sannyas, just a day before, there was a big sankirtan in Siva's Angan. Any of you have seen Siva's Angan? Okay. So maybe whenever you have a next visit to India, you may go to that place, Siva's Angan. Maybe Prabhu can organize it. There are some yatra to Siva's Angan. Yeah. So, Siva's Angan, there have been this kirtan in Siva's Angan, and Mahaprabhu, in the middle of kirtan, he saw Srivas and he started crying and crying and crying profusely. And then a devotee asked him, what is the reason for crying? And Mahaprabhu said, Mahaprabhu said, only five devotees knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to take sannyas next day. So one of them was, I don't remember it, maybe. So he said, you know how I love Srivas? Once we were doing such kirtan, and he got the news, Srivas got the news that his son has died. And Srivas, because of his love for me, he did not want to disturb the kirtan and he did not let anybody know that his son has died. And people were crying inside the house. And Srivas was dancing with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu immediately noticed that something was wrong. Mahaprabhu asked, Srivas, what's wrong? Why then we don't get that ecstasy? What happened? Nothing wrong. Everything is alright. You can continue. You carry on kirtan. No, tell me, what's happening? Then somebody said, Prabhu, his son has died. Oh, and still you are dancing and just for me? And then Mahaprabhu ran inside and he, you know, He gave a special mercy to his son. But Mahaprabhu, when he told the other devotee that such deep love Srivas is having for me, you know, and I will have to give up his association tomorrow. I will have to go away from him tomorrow. So Krishna has such a deep love in his heart for all the devotees, but we have to reciprocate to him. We must know how to reciprocate with Krishna. Out of his countless mercy, he appeared and he taught us what is the way to be peaceful and to be purified. What is the way? Yesterday I was talking with someone. But generally we have a trial offer, right? We have trial offer that let us try something. If it's work, it works out, then it's okay. If it doesn't work out, it's okay. Right? So we should try something. So when we try everything else to be happy and to get the love, then why don't we try Krishna consciousness? I guarantee you, that you can just try once to chant sincerely, to chant with full of your heart, and to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And your life will be successful and peaceful and full of love. You have so many lives in past, like all of us, we had so many lives in our past. There are so many lives maybe in the future also. So many lives we had been through. These many lives we could not give to Krishna. We fulfill all our demands of our senses, our mind, our intelligence. But if you can just take one try, give this only, one lifetime, this life you give to Krishna, if you are not happy, next life you don't give. I mean, it's so simple. Out of thousands of your lives, they are just asking for one life. If you just try to give one life, and if you are not happy, don't worry, next time you have full liberty. But that never happens. Just try once to take, sincere shelter of Krishna by chanting of his holy name. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared here and he distributed this love and he predicted this message, this Harinam Sankirtan, this movement will spread all over the world, and Srila Prabhupada, the Senapati Bhakta, he took this mission and he came here. Generally, in India, when we preach, I always speak, he went to America. But here I would say, he came from India. He came from India and he came here. And he established you so fortunate. Bharata Bhumita Manushya Janma Hoyla Yar Janma Sarthaka Kalikara Paravapaka. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. That whoever has taken birth in land of India, Bharata Bhumita Manushya Janma Yar, so we are supposed to make our this life successful and supposed to deliver others also. Janma Sarthaka Kalikara Paravapaka. That is what Mahaprabhu predicted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted this. Now, maybe Srila Prabhupada would say something different. Of course, he said the same thing. But he may say something different also. Bharat Bhumide. Now, the people who are staying in America, Krishna consciousness movement, international society for Krishna consciousness, is established here. The first duty of all of us who are staying in the United States to first make ourselves sincere devotees, and we have to deliver the whole world. It is our duty. People who are staying in the United States, you may be coming from any background, doesn't matter. But it's our duty. We should take to Krishna consciousness, and because it is a leading it's leading country in the whole world right now. People are following this people. That's what Prabhupada did. He came to US and he preached and he brought white elephants to India. and people got attracted. So now it's our duty to take to Krishna consciousness, and we have to be sincere. How many of us would like to be a very faithful, sincere devotee of the Lord? All of you? Okay. Whoever could not raise their hand, maybe they can think for a week and next Sunday they can let us know. Because sometimes, you know, they are confused. Oh, shall I try to be a good devotee? Well, if you become a good devotee, if you take complex shelter of the Supreme Lord, and He will have to reciprocate with us. You know, these deities, I don't know, any pastimes are connected with these deities, but generally the deities have their pastimes. All their duties, they have their pastimes. So when the pujaris, if you consider this very simple marble stone, then you will just deal, you know, you will behave as a stone. But if you consider them your Supreme Lord, you know, and He will talk to you. He will ask you, you know, how can I help you? Krishna will ask you. There are many such wonderful pastimes, but we have a limited time. So we should take to Krishna consciousness very sincerely, because Krishna loves us. He wants that we should be happy. As a father has one desire, that his children, his sons should be happy, right? Every father, every parents, they want their children to be happy. So Krishna is Supreme Father for us. So He also wants that we should be happy. Yeah. I just tell you one thing, that Krishna, when we become, you know, distressed or unhappy, yeah, if we are 10% distressed, Krishna is 100% distressed. He is 10 times more distressed to see us 10% distressed. If we have one pain, Krishna has, you know, is 10 times more, you know, distressed to see us in that condition. That is Krishna's heart. He can't tolerate us crying. That is His love. And still we have, you know, always blame Him. We are always blaming Him. Oh Krishna, you did not, you know, do right with me. I am doing so much for you and you did not reciprocate. No, He's doing so much for us. It's our duty now to chant the holy name, because that is what He wants. That is what He instructed. So we have to chant the holy name, and we have to take complete shelter of the holy name, which are not different from the Lord. We should take complete shelter of the holy name, and we should try to have more and more association of all the Vaishnavas. Because Vaishnavas are the only way to go next near to Krishna, close to Krishna. That's the only way. So we are very thankful to all of you. I'm very thankful that you peacefully heard, you know, whatever little I spoke about, you know, Krishna's quality I tried. And I'm also very thankful to those the organizer, devotees, also Mayapur Chandra Prabhu, who is hosting me right now here in USA, and is very kind to me, is taking me all the way here. It's first time for me in United States, and I liked very much here, and you devotees are also very enthusiastic and very sincere. So I'm very happy to be with all of you, and I request you, please bless me that I can render some more service for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much.